Yo, what's up, street talk, street gods, street vlogs, demigod weightlifting togs. All right, welcome to the armory. So if you're curious, these are actually 50 kilograms 50 kilograms 50 50 50. So yeah, the Orkim Iron Paradise. I'm like the Rock on steroids, except I don't take steroids. I don't even know how to spell steroids. All right, anyways, the review you've all been waiting for. Ricoh GR Monochrome. So, yeah, essentially it is the bee's knees, the red filter. Look, click it. On and off, right? And there's this new setting called Greeny. It actually does really look pretty awesome. Also very interesting. Made in China! Thank God for China. So, it actually uses a micro SD card slot, which is pretty interesting. And even in terms of aesthetics, right? Look how, like, much more simple, elegant, and beautiful it is. It feels great in the hand. And, yeah, it's pretty good. Alright, so the trillion-dollar question I think that everyone's curious about, myself included, is how is it? Long story short, it is the bee's knees. It is the S hashtag exclamation part exclamation point T. And yeah, I think the reason why this matters is, I mean, honestly, like, having not had the Ricoh GR for so long and then having it again, it's like, you know, being blind and then seeing again, or like being a amputee and not having a limb. I feel like myself again. Also got the mini flash, which is, you know, not really necessary, but kind of a good thing too. And yeah, I mean, more of the story, you know, throw your Leicas in the trash. There's really no reason to have a Q monochrome or M monochrome anymore. I think the Leicas GR, the Ricoh GR monochrome is essentially the one. You know, people's like, oh, it's worth it. Yeah, like a trillion times percent worth it. And I think what's kind of interesting is, because it is so small and tiny and inconspicuous, you know, it fits in your front pocket, you know, barely weighs you down. It's one of those things where it actually does, like, legitimately make your life better. Maybe if you commute for a living, also the similar thing with having, like, a full self-driving Tesla might make your life better or whatevs, right? Or weightlifting. And yeah, like, I mean, the photos look pretty magical. I mean, there's something about the high contrast with the red filter that does pretty amazing things. Honestly, the GR3, 3Xs, all the GRs are good. The monochrome's interesting. It just, like, it's this funny, new, interesting novelty and luxury where having minimalism is essentially the new luxury, having fewer options, right? And, like, you don't have to think twice, right? So, for example, you photograph something. Like, if you're ever like, oh, it's a better color. Like, if you only have monochrome, it's like, that's the only option. And also, that's kind of like maybe the best supreme zen life. Like, for example, like, if you're into cars, right? The ultimate luxury is just having one car that's, you know, always on. Shout out to my friend who's starting this startup called AlwaysStart.com. So if you ever had a random off-roading 4Runner or overland anything that you have to keep charging the battery because you have multiple vehicles, having multiple vehicles is not a good idea. I mean, if anything, my Prius. Fun question. The word Prius, what starts with a P, right? What other starts with a P? So if you have if you drive a Prius, you have a big P. yeah, like, you just have fewer options, then you don't have to worry about the gas or charge or whatever, right? So yeah, the Prius is, especially the 2010 version, where it doesn't have the stupid pop-up screens, right? It's kind of the one. Kind of similar thing is, like, you know, typically most people just have one phone, ideally one spouse, right? More spouses, more problems. You know, one camera, you know, one camera, one lens. I think the tricky thing with the GR monochrome is in terms of longevity, I mean, no Rico is meant to last forever. It's kind of like having a carbon fiber, you know, road bike or racing bike, is that like the GR, any of them, they're like good for like, I mean, if you're a heavy user like me putting over a million actuations on it, they're good for like 2 or 3 years and you just have to, you know, get the next one. And you know, like, yeah, I think it's worth the trade-off. I mean, if you're already a Bitcoin millionaire and, you know, you don't have anything else to do with your money, it seems like a good idea. Yeah, so moral of the story, gets the Eric Kim seal of approval. Still, at the end of the day, you know, if you're seeking happiness, it's not, you know, buying a new camera or even a new Ricoh, which is going to make you happier. It's, it's funny because, like, you know, street photography, I actually had this epiphany, right, where it's like, actually, it's social photography. It's like sociology, social skills, you know, social butterfly, whatever, right? And so humans, you know, my simple thesis is we're like happier when we're around other people, and social media is mostly alienating. Good social media versus bad social media. Good social media, you pay for it, like X premium. Bad social media is where it's free, like Insta slavery. And so, yeah, I think anything that allows you to be more social is good. And also, I think that, you know, you think about Anders Petersen with his little Contax T3, like, typically the smaller the camera, the less intimidating is it to other people, then you get closer to them. Same thing, like, if you're going to do a personal interview with somebody, using a tiny, you know, mic recorder or like a tiny GoPro is a lot less intimidating. So yeah, just get rid of the filters. I haven't tried out the new GR 4 HDF, also seems kind of interesting, but GR Monochrome gets the Erkam seal of approval.